Mr. Flowers, photographs. Yeah. Oh yeah, that was the king. One of them. One of the kings of Cantopop. Roman Tam, or as the people of Hong Kong call him, Lo Man. That's his stage name, Lo Man. And his nickname, La Key. So a man of several names, Roman Tam. A track from 1977 called A House Is Not a Home. So yeah, one of the great canto poppers. And, well, I've heard from a, maybe not an expert authority, but from some young woman from Hong Kong who I met, that, well, she said that canto pop's not so big in Hong Kong these days, that people, at least the young people, maybe prefer K-pop. So canto pop is in shambles. No, I'm not going to say that, but yes, maybe people like more international music, as they do in a lot of places, really. But this is a show where we pretend that everyone loves their local music and is a big fan, and, well, it's important thing about a place, even if everyone doesn't listen to it. Okay, this is not a rant. I'm going to stop. So Roman Tam, yeah, he lived from 1945 to 2002, and he sang in Cantonese. That's the major language of Hong Kong, but in mainland China, it is Mandarin. So maybe not so popular in other parts of China, but yeah, he was a true icon in communities including Taiwan, Hong Kong, Singapore, and later on in mainland China, it seems. So that was a song from the 70s, and before that you heard, well, where he cut his teeth in 60s rock music. So of course, a British colony at that point, Hong Kong was. So you had the influence of nice Britpop and psych rock groups. So that was a track before the last one, was called Daydream by Roman and the Four Steps. The same Roman. That's right. Really nice track. I fell asleep in the flowers for a couple of hours. Daydream. And started off this set of Hong Kong beauty with the Hong Kong Chinese Orchestra, led by Hua Yanjun, and featuring Wang Onyuan on the ivory erhu. That was the soloist, the instrument that sounds like a violin, but it is, you know, it's got its own characteristic sound qualities. So yeah, I said that there are Western instruments in that ensemble, but I was mostly mistaken. It's the great majority Chinese instruments. So yes, the Hong Kong Chinese Orchestra, Reflection of the Moon on the Water. And we're going to keep the canto pop hits coming. I know that's what you came for. Next, a musician who was very popular in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And here's a track by, yes, the woman herself, Agnes Chan. I'll tell you a bit more about her later on. Here we go. Canto pop at its finest.
将凶手尽收去。酒吧的歌手竟热泪，夹着破旧木琴，我见他在独行，担起空虚上路去。长流泪似晚间风那样，孤身飘过千个夜，无伴也无定向于那吉他。虽说自一伤，可惜他不会说话，唯独唱。当初的他多么喜地，不喜欢古板的故地，拨着发亮木琴，要与风的足印奔走千山与万径。长路里望见他的脚步，今天仿似失了境，要将过时日暮，眼里带一点冷酷，人知只有风雨路
to Wandering Rhythms in Hong Kong. Woohoo! So you just heard a whole bunch of old classics. The last one, an artist named Lowell Low, the track Liu Liang Ji Shu, which means a wandering songster. Yep, he belongs on this program. And before that fellow, you heard a song inspired by quite a serious thing going on over the last, 50 or more years in Hong Kong. A song inspired by water shortages by Sam Hui. Yes, that was his name, right? Any confirmation on that? Yes, Sam Hui. And, yeah, just trying to figure out why in the video he is bathing in a very small bucket. I just did a little bit of quick research, and yes, water is a big issue in Hong Kong. It's a small territory with very little natural, groundwater sources or lakes and rivers. So they import water from further north in Guangdong province. About 70% is imported, and that's been an ongoing thing, especially as the population has increased from 1.7 million in 1945 to 6 million in 1992, and now over 7. And so they use strategies like using seawater for the toilets. So, yeah, the water in your toilets in Hong Kong is mostly now ocean water. So, you know, you get crabs, you get lobsters in there. Probably not, hopefully, but yeah, that's an interesting pilot scheme that started in 1955, the seawater program, and other things. They're now making dams and finding continuing ways to supply water to a very densely populated region. So this is something I didn't really know about, even though we have tons of people from Hong Kong in the Vancouver area. I gotta just ask more questions, really. But yeah, it's something that here in Vancouver we are starting to have to deal with, as we have had a very little precipitation, and we're starting to figure out ways of rationing water here. So in the rainforest, who would have thunk it? But we're hoping for some rain. I think some coming this weekend into September, hopefully. Yeah. Okay, well, before that track about water shortages, nice Paul Simon-style rock fellow there, Sam Hui. And, yeah, before that, you heard the Zound Crackers. Classic beat group from 1965, and that's when they formed their first debut single, which I played, was called No, 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 No. Zound Crackers. Yeah, She Don't Love Me No More. And before that, we heard a lovely track, very triumphant orchestral strings. That was her name. Agnes Chan, yeah. And she actually started in 1972, but in Japan. And she was a big hit in Japan, as a lot of artists are. She was beautiful. She still is, I'm sure. But she was very young and just cute and spoke very, very poor Japanese. This is according to, you know, her biography. And that's why she was just a huge hit in Japan. But then in 1979, she finally started recording back home in Hong Kong. So that was a track from 1980, Agnes Chan. And, okay, well, we're going to keep the music flowing here. And next, did I load it up? Oh, yeah, we got hip-hop coming up. So I was trying to find new hip-hop. I love the Chinese language hip-hop. Cantonese, Mandarin, I love it all. But it doesn't seem to be so popular right now in Hong Kong, sadly. There's not so much local stuff, at least with my inability to search in the Cantonese or Mandarin languages. But nonetheless, hip-hop was big in the 90s, and this is like the era of Vanilla Ice, MC Hammer. So yeah, this is some real, real classic stuff. And I'm going to start with the woman who